Today we take you back to a discussion that's been taking place on the question of a proposed cruise terminal for Spikestown. At a recent public meeting on this subject, this is what we heard from Chair of the Bridgetown Port, Lisa Cummins.
We projected that for this year, we would have hit cruise arrivals in total somewhere around 840,000 passengers. We are already, last month, at 853,000, even though we have had fewer ships calling. And the reason for that is that larger vessels now are being manufactured by the cruise lines and they're carrying larger numbers of passengers. Now, what that means is that you could get a cruise ship now carrying from 4,000 to set to 6,000 passengers, and we expect that the next incarnation is going to be carrying, 6,500 passengers or so, somewhere thereabouts. I'm not certain what the feeling will be from Spikestown of having multiple large base cruise ships in this boutique town, but the feedback that we have gotten in this incarnation, including from the current FCCA leadership on 2020-2019, and we had a town hall meeting at Lango. Paul, thank you very much for hosting last year in February. The contemporary notion of what a cruise facility in Spikestown looks like is around a boutique experience for the town. The carrying capacity that David talked about for 6,000 passengers in the Bridgetown Port on some days at high capacity, we have 5 cruise vessels. We could move around 12,000 people sometimes through the port on a given day. That creates massive congestion in all of the ancillary areas. I'm not certain that Spikestown wants to have 12,000 people moving through it. You would have to say that to us. But what we have heard from the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association, which is still headed in 2020 by Ms. Michelle Page, is that the experience of the North, and he's right, the majority of the older product with which we are familiar is absolutely in the center and the north of the island. All of the new product that is coming on the market that the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Inc. is now marketing to the cruise ship is also in the center of the island. But what we are seeing at the same time is that the cruise passengers coming into the Bridgetown Port have on average between 6 to 7 hours on shore on island, but they're only spending about 4 hours before going back on board the ship. And a key issue for us is how to ensure that they're able to circulate and have a full Barbadian experience. Spikestown, a facility here, gives us the opportunity to expose cruise passengers to that new product, which is in the center and in the north of the island, within the window that they're actually off the ship. So whether they spend 4 hours off, 6 hours off, they're right here, and they're able to have a differentiated experience than what they had. Barbados Cruise product is no longer what it was in the 1990s, and the data now tells us what the Spikestown market may look like, and we're hoping that you provide the primary data that tells us how to make that bespoke to you and to Spikestown.
There was a reaction from engineer David Lashley.
Madam Chair, one of the things that you need to make note of, and I mentioned in the presentation earlier, with regards to water depths, as I said, it shelves up fairly rapidly from the 10-meter water depth into much deeper water. And if you're looking at those larger vessels, they're significantly longer, so they're CERNs are going to be in that deeper water, and the construction of facilities for that deeper water makes it rather impractical to provide cruise ship berths. Even if you go to things like constructing offshore breakwaters for it to berth within, you then be claiming into significantly deep water. As soon as you get past the 10 meter contour, unit costs skyrocket.
And that brings us, David, to the mega yachts, because we have Port Ferdinand and Port St. Charles. And on more than one occasion, you will see these super yachts berthing in the Bridgetown Port simply because they're too large for the two private ports, which are incidentally also in St. Peter. But the demand coming from the industry also is for there to be capacity in Barbados. Do we want to have a cruise vessel of the length that David is just describing alongside a super yacht? That's not ideal, so we're having those discussions as well. So this facility also allows us to expand the product offering for St. Peter in addition to Port St. Charles and Port Ferdinand, specifically for those super yachts.
That's Chair of the Bridgetown Port, Lisa Cummins, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.